Friends, family, fellow lightworkers, welcome to season 2 of Waking Up with Light Tiger. We still have more footsteps to take with yours truly. We have some returning guests and also some new guests that we haven't conversed with yet. The time is now to come together, push aside the programmed indifferences, and learn from each other. So rub your eyes, stretch your arms. It's time to wake up with Light Tiger.
Welcome back with Waking Up with Light Tiger. I am here with Lone Wolf and Alaska. We just got done watching the new Doctor Strange movie. What was it called?
The Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness, yes. And we're discussing the message that we are, well, that we all, different people got different messages, but we're all kind of showing our part of the message. And we were discussing what I received from watching the movie was that, yes, they are aware that we have the ability to shift into different realities, but they're trying to tell us that, you know, be happy where you're at, it's okay, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, that still is something we don't know. I know from my past experiences of things that have been happened to me, I truly believe that I have shifted. And without going into too much detail of the movie, I don't want to spoil it to anybody listening to the podcast, because it's a great movie. I think you should watch it for sure. What do you think, Lone Wolf?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So,
no spoilers. That's a spoiler-free review.
Yeah, totally. So anyways, the message definitely was...
I can't believe Superman was in it, though. Oh, sorry.
Whatever. Oh, my gosh. Okay, knock it off, Lone Wolf. So we're going back and forth with Lone Wolf, and again, I was behind the curve when it comes to, hey, maybe we should record this and put it on the podcast, which I'm trying to get back into. We're in season 2, this will be episode 3, if I'm not mistaken, and it's been a while since I've done a podcast, but... I feel like it's time to start again. I feel like it's time to kind of put out there the things that I'm seeing, the things that I'm experiencing with it, with everything that's been going on.
And that brings us to the present.
Yes, we are here now in the present where gas prices are really high. So if you're listening to this in the past, just know that later on the gas prices are going to be really high. Germany still invading Ukraine.
Russia.
Oh, Russia.
Which reality are you from?
Right? And so, yeah, so here you are. Go ahead, Lone Wolf. I think you were saying something before I started the recording and interrupted you.
All right, so you mentioned... Oh, you're saying how they being whomever created the construct that we perceive as reality, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And how they were giving you messages of don't mess with things because everything's fine, just be happy where you're at.
Yes.
Oh, and then mentioned that maybe that you've sensed other people also dabbling in reality alteration or multiversal travel?
Yes, yes, there are definitely other people doing it.
And then we were talking about, like, what we might consider to be just intentions. We're talking about possible intentions of these other parties that are
putting this out there to keep us from messing with the multiverse, right? I mean, we can dabble in it. We can retain information and knowledge from different realities. That's the whole concept of another movie that we were talking about that, are really closely related to everything that's been coming out lately, which is the multiverse, multiple realities. What's that movie? Anywhere?
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Yes, that movie. I have not watched it yet, but when I saw the previews from it, I was like, right. That's it. So anyways, that one correlates with this movie. And it's a message. They're all messages. I truly believe that all these things that we watch, these are messages. Some of them are just distractions. And maybe this is a distraction too, just to veer us away from realizing our true abilities and potentials. Or maybe they're trying to give us a message saying, hey, chill out. We don't want this whole reality to implode, even though I'm pretty sure other realities have imploded. Already have imploded.
Yeah, and so, the construct, question is it like Eden or is it a prison? Or is it both? Right?
Yeah.
Too much tinkering may destabilize it to the point that it falls apart, and then this, what we perceive as reality, won't really exist anymore, or at least won't function in the way that it functions for us to have this life and generational history and future and everything that, maybe even this whole timeline.
Like a whole time.
That we perceive, that we live through, that we learn about, right? This collective hallucination that we call life and reality.
So from what I gather, from my understanding, and from other information that I've come in contact with, is that there are multiple realities. We all exist in each of those realities, but some things are not the same. Small, minute changes in the ones that are closest to us, and further away, larger, differences like possibly it's in the, in the past, and, I'm not male, I'm female, or I'm not human, I'm a tree, right? And so what I'm getting from what you're saying is that the message that we're getting is do not tinker with it, because of the fact that certain realities can implode, and by imploding, is it because we lose that knowledge or that understanding, or we don't want to create a cascade, and then,
a cascade, right? In a way, it could be a house of cards, and you remove a card, and the whole thing collapses, right? So if something gets too, and maybe it's not that fragile, but too many destabilizations, even a robust structure can collapse.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's definitely something I've thought about. But in that note, if we look at where we are right now in this reality and the things that are going on around us, do you feel that we are at a balanced state.
In a balanced state.
I mean, are we is there something that we can do to make this reality that we're in more balanced than it is now?
Oh, I mean, I would say yes, and I would say that that's all within the scope of our universe without really needing any sort of multiversal assistance or even needing to trust the multiverse.
So what I got, the picture I just got from you was that, okay, there's the picture of the multiverses, right? What I picture is like a bubble bath, and all these bubbles are different verses, and we exist in each of them. And that there is a balance, but the balance is spread across all the multiverses, and this balance that we're experiencing in this one here correlates with what's going on with all of them. And that's why, you know, some people might say that it's not balanced. I don't feel like it's balanced. I definitely feel like...
Now, are you universe or the multiverse?
This verse that we're in now, this reality that we're in now, I don't feel that it's balanced. And maybe that's why I've been shifting to try to find a more balanced reality, which that, I believe... Well,
so now here, how about this? Are any realities balanced? And if balance was achieved, would time exist?
Yeah, that's one thing that.
Or would we become stagnant and static and stop moving? Once balance is achieved, everything just like. There's no, maybe existence. Existence is vibration, right? So, the perturbations that come from imbalance, that constant shifting of balance, that constant, like, moving around to maintain balance, might be giving rise to the vibrations that create reality that, as we know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Definitely. Yeah, that's very interesting.
It's kind of like the order chaos argument or continuum where too much chaos is obliteration, right? Mm. Chaos is often associated with evil, though not necessarily. And order, some order gives rise to stability and prosperity, but too much order is crystallization or stagnation. And then there's no change, and then that itself can become, you know, a manifestation of evil if you
perceive it.
Concept.
Yeah. So the unification, I believe that maybe that is the balance, and maybe this is a.
Think of reality, whether it's our universe or the multiverse or, you know, however, beyond even whatever the next abstraction past that we can't even comprehend, is infinite. Right on an infinite line, where is the balance point? Where is that fulcrum where it's perfectly balanced? And if you have an infinite number of infinite lines intersecting, at what point can they all intersect that they're all perfectly balanced with each other?
Yeah, it wouldn't work. It would have to be all of them working together to create a balance. So there would have to be realities that were not quote unquote balanced, that would be in a certain state to create that connection at that certain point.
Right, yeah, I see that. So let's say, like, you know, if we think of a scale, right, on one side we have something super heavy, and on the other side we have a million things that are light, and that kind of balances out. You can't do without that super heavy thing. Otherwise, all those millions of light things will over, you know, break the, you know, the balance will be broken.
Right? Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I see it.
I mean, you could say good with, you can't have good without evil.
And so maybe what they're trying to tell us is that we're all seeking that balance, but they don't want us to seek that balance because we're moving, we're shifting to that singularity.
The imbalance we experience in this life
is creating this reality.
It's critical. It's creating this reality and is also critical to the balance of the multiverse.
But it definitely feels like a lot more people are quote unquote waking up and are trying to move to a more balanced reality, and by doing so leaving that other one, and then it implodes. It's like, does that make sense?
So it implodes?
So yeah, it's almost like we are co-creating these realities, right? And when we move ourselves to a more balanced or more perfect reality that we want to be in, you know, then if there's too many that leave that reality, then there's nothing fueling that reality, and then it just ceases to exist. So that's what they're saying, you guys are moving all in one direction. You're all these memories and all these things that you've learned here are going to be gone, because that's our connection to other things that we've understand and learned, is the connections to the other multiple realities, other multiple us's that we're able to get information from. Like I always said, it's not something that you're learning to do, it's something that you're remembering to do, because in another reality, this is something you've already done.
And because if you think of reality as a crystal, multifaceted crystal, and we are like atoms within that crystal moving through, you know, the
creating
the crystalline matrix, then we're basically, time is our limited perception of like snapshots, like slices of this crystal. It's not the whole thing. And so we see, you know, time as a line, as a sequence, but in reality all of it is existence at the same simultaneously.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we're back on track here. Like, what was it that you just said? Like, I'm trying to bring that back to reference.
What I was saying was that, I don't know, I think we just got attacked by the mind parasites. It was, so
about implosion, about
implosion and moving, leaving to the point where we go back to the singularity, which on that note, I don't know, it's like, is that what we're supposed to be doing, is moving back to the singularity, you know, because we've been here, we've experienced, and we've accomplished our journey and our tasks that we wanted to accomplish, and now it's time to go back home.
Perhaps currently, like, my understanding of like the predominant theories and observations in astrophysics and quantum physics is that the universe is still expanding. So time and space are both radiating out away from the singularity. At least the initial singularity. We have other, you know, black holes, which are also don't really truly know what they are, but mathematically they're singularities.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So we're still expanding. They do theorize that there's a point where we're going to reach our limit of expansion and start shrinking again. Whether or not, you know, again, labels like good and bad are subjective.
Exactly, yeah. And that...
It is what is.
That brings me to another message that I got from a show, which was Star Trek Discovery. Mm-hmm. Where, if you haven't seen it, I apologize if I give you any spoilers, but where there was another reality that they were connected to, but that reality or that universe, it was another universe,
right,
that was starting to move into their universe and was pretty much decimating planets. But from their perspective, it was terrible. But from the perspective of the beings that were in the other universe, they were just trying to survive and thrive.
Right. And that's no different from us, like, mining. Right? Mining for ores to create technology or create energy and destroying what, you know, we don't even know what to get it.
Yeah, well, and then also creating such an imbalance on this planet that we have these, you know, crazy weather, you know, occurrences. You know, like working on the container ships and moving all that coal from where it was before to where it pretty much doesn't exist anymore. It has been burnt up, consumed for fuel. Same with the iron ore moved from one part to the other. That's definitely changing the magnetics of the Earth. It's
absolutely
definitely moving us.
Rare earth minerals are, you know, they're so valuable for our electronics because they're so electrically sensitive, electromagnetically sensitive. So we're definitely, by mining those out, you know, I feel like we're definitely doing damage to the energetics of the planet as a whole. Similar to oil, we find oil deposits. Like currently they have satellites in space that detect gravitational variations to identify where there's subterranean oil deposits when they drill them. And then we take all the oil out, we burn it up, and it becomes, you know, gas in the atmosphere. So we're changing the density, enough density that we can actually detect the difference in gravity via satellite. And we're moving that from a dense subterranean mass to a very light atmospheric gas. Gases, mass. So again, we're changing the mass of the planet.
Which is not good, or is it good?
Well, I mean, well, again, what's good? Well, is it conducive to sustaining life on this planet? I believe not. I believe, like, by changing the mass, and possibly, you know, I'm not an astrophysicist, but by changing the mass of the planet as a whole, we can be changing our orbit around the sun. We could also, by changing the composition of the atmosphere, we change like any sort of drag that might be happening, so we might be changing the speed of our planet, which will also change our orbit and or potentially the speed of rotation, which changes our day and night cycles. And granted, like, this is happening on very, like, barely perceptible speeds, so even, you know, a millisecond a day isn't going to be perceived by our naked eye getting up every day, but over time, over millennia even, that can, you know, help those milliseconds add up.
So this is the message I'm getting from these entities that are watching over us. That's what I feel they're doing, is watching over us, is that we need to change what we're doing. Definitely need to change what we're doing. That's why there's been such a big shift. Because currently, in the direction we're going, we're not going to be able to, it's not going to be this, whether it's reality or galaxy, planet is not going to be able to sustain life. So the gas prices that are so high, the talk about putting some kind of a law into place where after certain year, they are no longer allowed to create gas fuel vehicles. They all have to be electronic vehicles, which I think that's great. I think it's awesome, because then we're not going to be using all these fossil fuels, and therefore maybe slowing down the destruction of this planet that we live on, you know?
Yeah, I agree that it's good. It is also only half the picture, because, again, the fossil fuels, burning gasoline in a vehicle is much less polluting than burning coal in a power plant. So if our electric vehicles are plugged into the wall that is fueled and charged by a coal-burning power plant, then we're actually causing more problems. But if it's from renewable sources, wind, solar, hydro, then yes, then it's definitely better, right? Electric vehicles plus renewable energy sources.
It's
not the whole pie,
but it's
a big portion.
It's a big portion, and it's actually in the right direction. So it feels like there's two sides of these beings. Like, there's one side that is saying, don't shift into a more balanced reality. Stay where you are. It's okay. And then there's this other entities that are saying, no, it's not okay. We're heading down a bad road, and it's time for you guys to get your shit together, you know?
So, I wonder if there are they separate entities, or are they one and the same? So, because what I'm getting is that things aren't great here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't really speak for the entire universe, but not for our planet. Yeah, it seems like not in a good situation. And the entities are like, hey, you're not in a good situation. We need to make some changes. And then they're also saying, escaping to a different reality is not the solution, right? That's not changing our reality. That's running away from our reality, right?
Yeah.
So perhaps that's...
There's definitely a group of people that are aware of the ability to do these things, to shift, to move into different realities, and the people that are higher up that you know do have quote unquote power through, you know, money, monetary value and stuff like that. I do feel like they are definitely not wanting to let go of that, because in order to move to a more balanced world, they are going to have to relinquish that quote unquote power that they have, you know, like all that.
So it makes me think of Loki, another multiversal show. And, you know, it's been out for a while, so we can probably spoil that, right?
Yeah, no, I think that's, if you haven't watched it by now, then
you're missing out.
You're missing out, and even if we tell you some of the stuff, it'll still be good to watch. Yeah.
And so, right, that's why the whole, whatever the cup were called, the TVA or something,
mm-hmm.
And they were snipping so-called variant timelines, right? Pruning them to kind of like what you're saying. We only want this one outcome, so we're going to prune all the variations.
They're pruning
all the branches.
Yeah, they're pruning the tree for a bigger fruit, right? Because that's, you know,
or for a specific outcome. All right, so. You know, so and whatever the outcome, you know, given if there is a group that is actively manipulating reality to create the outcome that we're currently in, then to me that's not an ideal outcome, and they probably have selfish reasons in mind.
Yeah, and that's, and I think they've definitely have gotten caught into that. The dark hold. To, you know, they want something.
Seduced by power.
Yes. At first it isn't the power that they're seeking because of power. They're seeking it to change their circumstance, to change, and to them, their reasoning to change these things is justified, right?
Sure. Right.
And that's another thing that really came out to me from the movie that I just watched. That was definitely another message, you know, that they are changing these things, but in their heart of hearts, they feel it's justified.
Right. Even Thanos felt justified.
Yeah.
And come Eternals, maybe he was right. Well, we won't go there.
Yeah, holy cow.
Yeah, they feel justified.
So.
But, you know, our feelings, our subjective feelings are rarely accurate.
Yeah, feelings.
You know, they give impressions and kind of can lead us to a certain, you know, a certain teaching or something, but in and of themselves, they're usually accurate. Or it can delude ourselves easily.
Exactly, and they're very, and if we're not aware of them, if we're not able to not let them overtake us and use them as a tool as they were meant to be used, then we can actually understand and see things more and not be, because I definitely see the tool of emotional manipulation is something very, very...
Okay, so this is kind of what we were talking about before began recording. You're talking about the use of fear.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, widespread media and everything. And to fear, desperation through these, like, cranking of prices, things like that, to rob people of their power, their reality-creating power. Right, their creativity and their freedom of thought and expression. And because desperate, afraid people are more apt to listen and to be corrupted or brainwashed or like programmed to a certain thought, therefore co-opting their reality creating abilities to create this one prescribed reality.
Exactly.
That they've been given. They've been spoon-fed a certain reality, and then they're like, because they're vulnerable, because of the state of, you know, fear and desperation, you know, they're spoon-fed these realities, accepting it, and then co-creating it.
Yeah.
Right? And so by waking people up, now again, going back to this order of chaos dichotomy, if everybody's just woken up, like, boom, if we just snapped our fingers and everybody across the world woke up to their, you know, reality-creating potential,
it would
be chaos.
And yeah, shifting realities and all that stuff, yeah, it would definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess kind of getting edged into there and kind of slowly waking up is definitely a better idea than all of a sudden I'm awake and holy shit.
Right. Getting a... transition, having a transition period, people waking up at different rates perhaps, and of course that's not something that can really be controlled, or maybe it should be controlled. It's like a natural way the process works.
And I'm wondering if that also dictates where you shift. shifting to that more balanced reality because you're slowly waking up. And by slowly waking up, you're shifting closer and closer to that singularity.
Could shifting itself be what's unbalancing reality? It's creating the imbalances?
Well, definitely. I believe so. I believe everybody's shifting. Even if you're in a fear mindset, you're still shifting. Right?
If we're all standing on a floating dock and someone jumps off, like it's perfectly stable, perfectly balanced, and someone jumps off to over to another floating dock, then all of a sudden, boom, it's going to be rocking and rolling, right?
Yep. It's going to be rocking and rolling, that's for damn sure. Holy shit. But it's definitely, I don't know, I feel like my purpose as a light worker, which is that, I guess that's what I call myself. This is something that was coined by Dolores Cannon. And I actually have recently been listening to her books, which have been resonating very well with me. But as a light worker, you are trying to help people wake up from that lower vibrational state into a higher vibrational state. But then again, what you're saying is that by doing that, I'm almost possibly making it worse for the realities that I've shifted from.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've come. I know. And the thing is, so just recently, I've had a death in my family, my immediate family. I've had a death in my immediate family. And it's not really affecting me the way that, I guess, I don't know if you want to say normal people get affected by it, but I feel that this person that passed away was, like, not able to shift this reality that we're in now. I feel that he couldn't get to that vibrational state to be able to shift with all of us. And in fact, it got to that point where he became an attachment. I know it sounds terrible, but it, like, I'm not gonna lie, when he passed away, I felt like I was on a trampoline that had just been let go, and I just popped up, and it was just like, holy crap. And I was like, oh wow, okay, so this was meant to happen. It was definitely meant to happen. There's a couple of reasons why I felt it was meant to happen. One was the fact that during this process where he was contemplating, or the situation was going to manifest, it was almost like there was a veil put over me. Like there was something put over me, and I was like surrounded by it, and I was like, all I could hear was my own echoes. And when the veil lifted off, when he passed away, when the trampoline was let go and I flew up in the air, then all of a sudden it was all like, holy crap. Like, if I was present, if I was able to, like, see it all. And I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. It's like everybody feels like they could have helped this person from not doing what they did so that he would still be here in this reality. But I believe I was definitely numbed for a certain period of time in order for me to not really see everything clearly, and therefore it needed to happen, and I needed to not interfere.
Well, perhaps, or also perhaps, yeah, I mean, we don't know concentric rings of how his passing will affect reality over time. The ripple effect. And also, there's also something like that veil perhaps was conjured by whatever had hold of him that drove him to that.
To stay in that reality. To not shift, to not move. You know?
Right, yeah. I mean, he was fighting demons for a long time and not just his own.
Yeah. So anyways, that definitely would be for another... Definitely that right there would be a whole other podcast.
Right.
I think we've already we've dug a pretty deep hole, and anybody who's listening to this podcast, even for me, I definitely am, you know, contemplating all these, processing all this stuff. But there's more podcasts to come. Definitely that whole scenario with the death and the family, that definitely needs to be a podcast in itself. Let's just say definitely the movies that were coming out nowadays are definitely correlated with multiple realities, reality shifting, reality jumping, reality manipulating.
I think a lot of that is a product. Like, the more people wake up, the more they create their visions and dreams in the media that's available to us. And then the more it enters the mass media and then the mass mindset, right? So,
yeah.
Which then wakes more people up.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. The Matrix was a great one, early one. Same, even before that was Star Wars. Star Wars woke so many people up to the concept of the Force.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
Right?
Yeah.
The Matrix, to the concept that we may be asleep and dreaming and, you know, what is reality? The multiverse, in that, is there just one reality? There are many realities and an infinite number versions of ourselves and an infinite number of realities that we don't even exist, right? Where life isn't even possible. Yeah, for sure. I think that it is a product of more greater awakening, right? That's why we see it so much. We're bombarded by it in our media.
Yeah, and that's the shifting. That's, you know, and we're in a new reality now that it's more prevalent. It's more out there. So definitely a great movie to watch. I definitely recommend it. And definitely when you're watching a movie, just be present, be balanced. You know, definitely there's going to be emotional stuff that's going to grab you and pull you and move you around, whichever which direction. It's important to feel it. It is important to feel it. But you got to be sure that when you feel it, you can also step out of it after you felt it so that you can understand it.
It'd be great if there's a way you could get feedback on your podcast to, like, have a bigger conversation going.
Yeah, that's
your listeners as
so,
well.
Yeah, that's something I need to work on. Definitely really busy, but definitely want to start some kind of a forum, maybe a web page for Waking Up with Light Tiger, and then having a forum on there, and that people can come in there and type up. I've actually talked about that previously, but then again, things get in the way. Mind parasites attack. So
get there when you get there.
Yep, it's gonna happen because it's supposed to happen, and it's happening. But with that,
it's already happened, just not yet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So thank you, Lone Wolf, for being with me on this journey. Thanks for being on the podcast. Thank all you listeners for listening, and I hope you are getting there, you know, waking up.
Now please join me for a guided mantra meditation. Please activate your trigger to connect with yourself. Take in a deep breath for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Every day, I am becoming more and more healthier, stronger, wiser, and smarter. Inhale deeply for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Every day, I am becoming more and more balanced with myself and my surroundings. Inhale deeply for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now please activate your trigger to connect with your soul group. Thank you for the energy that you have given me to help me on my journey. And I hope that the energy that I have given to you will help you on your journey. Inhale deeply for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Every day, we are becoming more and more balanced with each other. Inhale deeply for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now please activate your trigger to connect with everyone, the infinite consciousness. Good job, everyone. Keep up the good work. Together we will wake up and shift towards a better reality. Inhale deeply for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for a count of seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale slowly for a count of eight. One, two, three, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now please activate your trigger to connect with yourself. Thank you again, and may the light guide your path. Namaste.